Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
As you can imagine, we're getting inundated with people saying, hey, where's the Facebook live stream? Well, there is no Facebook live stream. After about 45 minutes into the show, the cut-rate cable company crapped out on us again. And so, no cable service, and not our fault. It just, you know... Anyway, so we got about 50 minutes of the Facebook live stream of the show. It was really good, but it was only like 50 or so minutes before, you know, I went to hell. So you can see it on my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And it's the one that has more than 8,000 followers. A lot of the fake pages have two or three followers, and they're typically people in Nigeria. Mine's the real one with more than 8,000 followers. I cannot accept your friend request. I would like to, but I cannot. Facebook says I've got too many. I've got 5,000. So what you need to do is follow. Follow me on the Facebook, on my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. That's the best way to do it. Get alerted about all the stuff that, you know, we're doing here and all that kind of stuff. All right, that's a great sales pitch with stuff, and this kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's just babble at this point. It's simply babble. Not to be confused with that tower thing or that app where you can learn how to speak Swahili or whatever. All right, so back to this corporate welfare going on once again in Wheeling. Taxpayer money. The fat cats going to their buddies, city council, saying, hey, let's take all the taxpayer money that we can to build this vanity project. We're not sure when it's going to be going up. There's no starting time or date or anything like that. But the mayor's hopeful. Yeah, the mayor's hopeful. That's a great plan. That's a wonderful plan. It really is. No private investors. No reference to any private investors, which I think speaks volumes. I will believe a project is viable. Here, I'm actually going to give a compliment to Bob Nutting and the whole Nutting family. A compliment. When the Nuttings invest in a project in Wheeling, that's when I will believe that it's a viable project. That's actually a very high compliment. Bob Nutting and the Nuttings, they want to make money. They know how to make money. I don't begrudge them that at all. I really don't. They do know how to make money. I think that's great. I don't see them investing any money. Let me rephrase this. I'm not aware of them investing any money, any kind of serious money, in any kind of projects in downtown Wheeling, or for that matter, throughout Ohio County. Now, maybe they have, and it's below the radar screen or off the radar screen. Fine. I'm not aware of it. But something as big as this, you would think that fat cats like Barry, not for immediate release, Allen, and the others, would be going to the Nuttings saying, hey, this is a great investment. It's a great project. This is your hometown. This is a wonderful idea. This should generate all sorts of money, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. If Bob Nutting and the other Nuttings wanted to invest in this, we'd be having a whole different discussion. First off, we wouldn't need the politicians to grab money from the taxpayers again to hand over to Barry, not for immediate release, Allen. Because you'd have private investors. In fact, that would be the story. Newspaper, TV, radio, it would be, look, the Nuttings are investing tens of millions of dollars in this project. It must be good. And it probably would be if they did. But I don't see them investing any money in this. I don't see any local millionaires or multimillionaires investing any money in this. I don't see any local businesses or pension funds or anything like that, or trust fund babies investing money in this. Maybe they are, but certainly never been mentioned in any of the news stories. And boy, you would have thought that a Barry, not for immediate release, Allen, would have been talking it up, saying, hey, we got all these local investors, and here they are. This guy owns this business, and that guy owns that business, and she owns this, and they own that, and this, that. And it would have been just this huge, huge groundswell of excitement of the local business owners and everyone else, investors, putting money into this project, which would have been great. Are you aware of any of them doing that? I'm not. Have you read any news stories or seen any news stories on TV or heard anything on the radio about private investors putting in their own money instead of being, you know, applauding the politicians for putting in your money into this? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is corporate welfare. Welfare queens aren't, you know, the stereotype is they live in housing projects and they drive Cadillacs and all that kind of stuff. But this is corporate welfare, where the taxpayers yet again get milked so the fat cats can get money from the politicians, get taxpayer money from the politicians. And everybody applauds each other and pats themselves on the back. Oh, aren't we great? Isn't this wonderful? Oh, we're going to have a brand new building and this, that. It's all facade. It's Potemkin Village. If this were a real project, if this had a viable chance of success, you'd have investors, real investors, putting in their own money, saying, hey, this is a good project. It's worth, you know, $5 million or whatever they want to invest. But none of that. Oh, it's very complicated. It's a capital stack, and, you know, we need to make it sound complex. All it is taxpayer money. One way or another, it's just taxpayer money to subsidize this vanity project by fat cats and wheeling. If you think it's anything more than that, fine. Give me some evidence. Show me the private investors, local private investors, regional private investors, national private investors, pension funds, venture capitalists, rich people, moderately rich people, anything. When they use terms like complex capital stack, that's just code for don't look too close here. We're going to try to make it as murky as possible. At the end of the day, it's just taxpayer money, your money. Why would you have to pay for the destruction of an old building if the property is so valuable they want to build a new building on it? Why should the taxpayers have to pay for that? Why should the taxpayers have to pay for anything for private investors? Corporate welfare. Here we go again. Wheeling Pit Lofts, new parking garage. The Robert C. Byrd Intercommodal Transportation White Elephant. It just never ends. And the bottom line is they're always taking money from the taxpayers to give to rich people, and they applaud themselves.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! The Matrix Graffiti Rules of Engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Well, we done moved these guys right on down the world. Well, we're not going to be up on Betty's end today. It's going to be more back in the alleyways. We're going to be out of the way today. All right. Thank you, guys. See ya.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning, Venezuela.
Dimitri Graffiti. We'll be right back.
no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, come on, old man, Randy Savage. Yeah, I know, man, this is going well. Yeah, I had to switch over to the app, man. I'm going between that and the radio, yeah. Oh, yeah, dang it.
God bless America.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, hey, you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, Whiteside Chevrolet has a huge sale on industrial trucks today.
Sir,
tell them Big Willie sent you.
Riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love.